The cultural world was outraged at the massive looting of Iraqi museums and historical sites that took place in the aftermath of the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Libraries were set on fire, statues were smashed, and priceless cultural treasures were stolen. Iraq's cultural leaders say the looting continues despite safeguards putting into place since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. Iraqi cultural officials say the looting of museums has stopped. But they say robbers continue to move from province to province, plundering archaeological sites. Director of museums Donny Georgiukhani says as many as 15,000 objects disappeared from Iraq's museums and cultural sites. He says all are of historic importance, but some were of particular significance.
The small piece of ivory, the Nubian and the lioness, this is one of the extraordinary pieces that we have. We have lost the statue of the Sumerian king E-Anatum. This might be one of the oldest statues actually having the name of a king on it, mentioning that this is a king in the history of mankind. That piece is lost and it has not come back.
Thousands of other objects were returned or captured by either international police or guards belonging to a new federal protection system. Some items, undoubtedly, were stolen by poor people looking for a way to make money. But officials found clear signs, including glass cutters and keys, that much of the theft at the museums was planned ahead of time by knowledgeable people. Aziz Hamid is president of the Iraqi Ministry of Culture.
Some people who entered the stores of the antiques, they know exactly where to go inside those stores. But of course, it was complete darkness. There's no electricity. They have to light a candle or so. But they went straight to the place where the very important pieces were hidden, and they took them away. We found that piece of information is of great help to us, and very, very important indeed. We start our inquiry from that point.
Iraq is drawing up a so-called blacklist that will ban institutions and individual scholars who deal with stolen material from access to Iraqi museums. And the Iraqi officials are encouraged by a series of measures put in place by Western governments to discourage art theft. Still, Donny George says the flow of antiquities out of Iraq will not stop until demand ceases.
There are people outside Iraq, in the States, in Europe, in Japan. They are following and asking for material, and they are paying so much for these. So if there's nobody to buy, there will be no material to be sold. These are the people who are to be blamed, because they are encouraging the robbery of this world heritage that we have there in the country.
The Iraqis are developing a new database to document and catalog their antiquities with help from the New York-based World Monument Fund and the Getty Conservation Institute. But because many of the objects are so well known that they cannot be sold openly, cultural experts fear they are in private collections and will not be seen again for one or two generations. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.